Thought for today, what can I believe? It's a good question. What can I believe? This is Dr. Herbert L. Byerly, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campo, California, with a thought for today. What can I believe? Well, I believe a lot of things. I believe in life. I believe in love. I believe in peace. I believe in harmony. I believe in all of the wonderful things that go to make up a world of happiness and joy and love. I believe that our purpose here is to be ourselves and have fun. We have said that very often. And of course, it is totally misunderstood every time we said it, and that's okay. It's all right to be totally misunderstood every time we say it. But believe it. What can I believe? Well, when I believe in myself, I believe in the most wonderful thing in the world. I believe in the most beautiful thing in the world. I believe in the most powerful thing in the world. I believe in the most joyous thing in the world. Because what I believe in then is the truth. What I believe in then is life. What I believe in then is all that I know. Now, what is it that I know? What is it that I am? What can I believe? Well, that's a good question, isn't it? And it stumps me at the moment. I thought I was so prepared to give you some good ideas on what can I believe. And all I can say is, I can believe in myself. I guess that's the most wonderful thing any of us can believe in. I believe in myself. No matter what the discussions are that are around me, no matter what the words are, no matter what other people say, I believe in myself. Oftentimes when I'm making a statement, someone will stand up and correct me and say, no, that's not correct. It was a different date than that. It was a different time, or it was a different word, or it was a different name. And I think to myself, wow, isn't that wonderful? They feel that they have to correct me because I am incorrect. They feel that they have to stand up and say what the truth is because I misunderstood the truth, because I didn't know what I was talking about. And to me, it puts a little tickle in my heart, because I'm only talking to myself, and if anybody else is listening to me, then that's their privilege. If anyone else cares about me, well, that's their privilege, because I'm always just caring about myself, I'm just listening to myself, I'm just thinking about myself. And what are you doing? What are any of us doing? Are we ever thinking about ourselves or wondering who we are or what we are? Now stop and think about it once. Who are you? Who are you? Are you somebody else's opinion? Now, there are many people who have looked at the Bible. And I've been reading a book on the Bible recently that's Misquoting Jesus. It's a very fascinating book. And in there, it tells about the people who were scribing and writing down the Bible, who were writing down the stories, who were writing down the activities that went into the Bible, the various testaments of the Bible. And sometimes they disagreed with the writers, or they disagreed with what they were writing down. And so they changed it. They changed it to fit with whatever was their current attitude about what the Bible was supposed to say, or what that author was supposed to say, or what that prophet or that person like Paul was supposed to say. And so the actual words of the original speaker are changed. Now, was the intent changed, or were the words changed, or were both? Now, sometimes when you wonder what you can believe, if you just believe in yourself, you'll never have a problem. You'll never have a problem, because then there's only one person that you have to make amends with, that you have to prove yourself to, and that's yourself. Now, are you willing to prove yourself to yourself? Are you willing to prove yourself to who you are? Are you willing to realize who you are and who that wonderful person is? Now, that's an interesting idea, isn't it? Who am I? Do I like me? Do I want to be with me? Do I think I'm a wonderful person? Is life exciting? Is life worthwhile? Who am I? Who am I really? It's a good question, isn't it? Now, who am I? When I stop and think, what can I believe? I have to stop and think, who am I? What is it that I really believe? What is it that is the story that I'm telling? Now, I have had many people give me different stories or different little quips that I use in my talks and that I use in my discussions. And if the original storyteller was there, they'll say, oh, Herb, it wasn't that way, it was this way. Oh, Herb, you should have said it this way instead of that way. Well, now, in fact, I'm being much like the early scribes in writing the story according to my desire, according to what benefit it is to me to tell what I'm telling, to tell what I can believe, to tell the things that are important to me. Well, now, I believe in me, number one. And you say, well, okay. And I believe in me, you say of yourself. And I say, that's correct. And sometimes the me of you and the me of me disagree with the me of each other. And if we disagree, then what are we going to do? We're going to still believe in ourselves. We're still going to believe in who we are. Because that's all that matters, is who we are. What is our belief? Do you believe that the world is round? Then go for it. Do you believe the world is flat? Then go for it. And, you know, we each are right. We each are right from whatever perspective we are seeing our world. If we can look at our world and see it in the grander picture, like an astronaut, we see that it's round. And we see there is no doubt about it. But yet, when we measure something, we have a straight ruler that is flat, and it is 1 foot long, or many feet long, and it goes flat. And if we hold that ruler, we say it is flat. We say the floor is flat, the floor is level. We say, my goodness, if we just look at what the astronauts tell us, they tell us the world is round. And if we look at the facts, we have to say the world is round. But now, how can we make something flat when we're going on a round, curved surface? You see, we're dealing with all this reality, these facts, and this yet are illogical things. They are illogical things primarily because they are things that just don't make sense on the various levels of awareness. Oh, yes, on the bigger scope of things where you see it from outer space, it is round. Oh, yes, on the minute scope of things where you see it at an inch at a time, a foot at a time, or a distance at a time, it is flat. Oh, yes, it is true that our levels tell us that things are level. Oh, yes, it's true we see two railroad tracks that are so far apart, and we watch them as they go off into the distance, and as they go into the distance, they converge. They seem to be making themselves into one line instead of two lines. These are conditions we've known for a lifetime, and these are things that we have experienced forever. What can I believe? Well, the only thing that we can believe is to believe in ourselves. To say, I like me. To say, I believe in me. To say, I'm going to be myself, I'm going to have fun. I'm going to live this life in the most beautiful, wonderful, fantastic way that I can possibly do. And you know, as I do that, wonderful things are going to happen to me. As I do that, beautiful things are going to happen. And I'm going to be so content and so fulfilled and so rewarded that I will not be able to understand how I could have been otherwise. Think on these things. They're pretty wonderful. They're pretty powerful. They're pretty exciting. Give them a little bit of your thought. And as you give them your thought, think of what they're going to do for you and how they're going to open your world to a new understanding. What can I believe? It's a good question, isn't it? What can I believe? Think about it. What you can believe, and you can always believe, is to believe in yourself. For that's the only thing that makes any difference in all of the universe. Have a lovely day, and know that I love you. I love you. I love you.